Mike Dell's audio blog, number 9, for Halloween 2012. Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike in the studio on Halloween morning. It's only like 8 o'clock in the morning, but I've already been out to got my breakfast and all that. Got a big, long trip planned. Going to take off at 3 in the morning, November 1st. And going to be driving pretty much continuously for 12 to 14 hours. So figured I'd try to get up early this morning and then go to bed kind of early, this afternoon, evening. Try to be in bed asleep by 6 or 7 at the latest. That way I can get up at 2:30 and get on the road at 3. But hey. That's one way to make a living, I guess. Hope everybody's having a good week out there. I've been kind of irregular with these updates, but, I got the recording equipment in the car, and I've actually recorded some stuff from the Subaru Studios, but by the time I get around to thinking about publishing anything, all the information's out of date, so... I don't know. Sometimes it's just good to talk into a microphone. Hey, today I kind of have a little bit of a subject, and I'm actually going to play a couple of tunes. Nothing ordinary, of course. But here in Michigan, we got this thing called the Michigan Dog Man. Of course, that's one of those cryptozoological creatures that you hear about, like the chupacabra, the Sasquatch, Bigfoot. What's the other? There's a few of them around, like the Loch Ness Monster and, all these legendary creatures. Well, we got one here in northern Michigan. It's the Dogman. And I guess the first known sighting was in 1887. It was in Wexford County, Michigan, which is just south of us here. The city of Cadillac is in Wexford County. And apparently a couple of lumberjacks saw some sort of a creature they described as having a man's body and a dog's head. And let's see, another one was in Paris, Michigan in 1938. Some guy said he was attacked by 5 wild dogs. And he said one of the 5 walked on 2 legs. And I mean, they go on and on and on and on and on. Well, back in the, back in 1997, a local disc jockey / radio station guy, and that was 25 years ago, at our local station, WTCM, stands for Traverse City, Michigan. And Steve Cook, and he's still there at the station, too. He's probably been there 30 years, 40 years, I don't know. He's been there as long as I can remember. But he recorded a song called The Legend, and they started playing it at the station on April Fool's Day as an April Fool's joke in 1987. And it's kind of a talk-singing song. I'll play it, of course. That's what I'm leading up to. But it's kind of funny because, he kind of thought it was an April Fool's thing. And, he'd heard a little bit here and there. And anyway, he recorded this song, wrote the song. And that became the most requested song on the station for quite a while. WTCM FM is a country music station where their AM is the talk station. But anyway, it was kind of interesting. And over the years now, since it's been 25 years, he's had over 100 reports. People still call into the station and report seeing the Dog Man. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play the 2007 version of it because he's re-recorded it a couple times. He re-recorded it in 97, a 10-year anniversary, and he recorded a new version in 2007. This one has some mandolin playing by another local guy. So that was, what is it, featured Don Julian. There we go. Trying to think of his name right off the top of my head. It's a little early yet, and still a little foggy. But anyway, here's The Legend by Steve Cook.
Again. It was 10 years later in 97 when a farmer near Buckley was found, slumped over his plow, his heart had stopped, there were dog tracks all around. 7 years past the turn of the century, they say a crazy old widow had a dream of dogs that circled her house at night. They walked like men and screamed. A sheriff who was out a-walking found a driverless wagon and tracks in the dust like wolves had been a-stalking. Near the roadside, a four-horse team lay dead with their eyes open wide. When the vet finished up his examination, he said it looked like they died of fright. In 37, a schooner captain said several crew members had reported a pack of wild dogs roaming Bowers Harbor. His story was never recorded. In 57, a man of the cloth found claw marks on an old church door. The newspaper said they'd been made by a dog. He'd had to stood 7'4". In 67, a van load of hippies told a park ranger named Quinlan they'd been awakened in the night by a scratch at the window. There was a dog man looking in and grinning. Then in the summer of 87, near Luther, it happened again. At a cabin in the woods, it looked like maybe someone had tried to break in. There were cuts around the doors, could have only been made by very sharp teeth and claws. He didn't wear shoes because he didn't have feet. He walked on just two paws. Legends are born of stories told, imagination without restriction. But what does a legend become when the truth outruns the fiction? The decades come, the decades go, people still swear they see. Interlock and Reed City, Mackinac, there was something looking back at me. And so somewhere in the Northwoods darkness, a creature walks upright. And the best advice you may ever get is don't go out at night.
Blueberry.com is the digital media interface for everyone. Consumers, find great content and create a single RSS feed for all your favorite shows. Creators, post your show and get comprehensive stats and easy-to-read reports. Advertisers, access new markets via hundreds of available content channels that reach across all demographics. The Blueberry Network, online at blueberrynoease.com.
And let's see. Anyway, that song was Steve Cook and Don Julian, The Legend, the 2007 edition. I've got the original one here too, but that one sounds good. And just looking at the website here, the Michigan-Dogman.com, and there was an encounter. I'll have the video for that on the website over at MikeDell.com. I usually don't pimp show notes on this one. This is usually just where I flip the mic on and talk about whatever. But looks like the dog man, being that, from the first sighting, he's about 125 years old now. And it seems that he's moved to Foley, Alabama. Got a news story from Fox 10 down there in Foley. Foley, Alabama, in case you're not familiar, is kind of north of Mobile, so it's dangerously close to Florida. And it's just, like I said, it's a little bit away from the water there, kind of in the little panhandle part of Alabama. I guess they don't call it a panhandle, but, Mobile Bay area. But people reported that a dog had attacked their minivan. A dog tried to eat their minivan. But it's pretty cool. You got to watch the video. Like I said, it's over there at MikeDell.com under this post for this episode. But really, really comical, in my opinion. I mean, too bad for the minivan, but and the cat stuck in the tree. But pretty crazy. There's teeth marks and claw marks, and this dog tore the grill apart and tore the emblem off the front of the minivan, and it even dented some of the metal, and it's, like I said, it's pretty messed up. You'll have to check that out. One of the things that kind of was comical that I read about this, I did a little research this morning. I got up at 4 and figured since it's Halloween, I would do something loosely related to Halloween. I don't want the scary show, that's not my thing. But one of the funny quotations from that website, MichiganDogman.com, Michigan-Dogman.com. I'm trying to find the actual quote here, but it was a DNR officer, fish and game. Up here we call that the DNR. And anyway, it was a retired DNR officer. I wish I could find. Here we go. Here's the quote. It says, "We knew there were things out there, things we were told to deny they existed. To acknowledge them meant we would have to manage them, and we didn't have the budget for that." So that kind of reminds me of when I lived out in Lake Ann. I was driving home, probably it was probably a mile and a half from the house, driving through the woods, you know, pretty thick woods up there, and there's a two-track that kind of crosses the main road, and in case you don't know what a two-track is, look it up. But a little two-track road coming out of the woods, and coming out of the woods, I'm driving along, this big cat, and I mean it was a big cat, I would say the size of a, you know, Great Dane anyway, and it was just, you know, big, tall, but it was a cat. It wasn't a dog, wasn't a bear, wasn't a deer, wasn't anything like that, and it was all black, and it shot out in front of me, and I came really close to hitting it, but it just was cruising, and, you know, I kind of figured it's a mountain lion. Well, you know, of course, the DNR around here, I called, you know, DNR office and said, hey, you know, there's a mountain lion out here by Lake Ann, you know, is that normal? And he said, there's no mountain lions in Michigan, you know, or cougars, I guess they call it. And it's been, you know, that it was a biologist there. He said, yeah, there's no, and they've denied that for years. And even a friend of mine, Bob Butts, wrote a book. He's a writer for Field and Stream and several other magazines, but he wrote a book about the Northern Michigan cougars and all that. I don't remember the exact title of the book, but I will look it up and post a link to that too on this post. But anyway, now the DNR has acknowledged the existence of, you know, a limited number of cougars, mainly in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Well, we're, I'm not in the Upper Peninsula, and they're around here too. But they've caught them on those game cameras. I don't know if you're familiar with those, but it's something that hunters will do. They'll put a little, it's a weatherproof box with a digital camera in it with a motion sensor, and they'll put it out in their blind area or where they're going to be hunting, and, you know, just see what walks by. And they caught a cougar. It was not a black one. It was the more normal mountain lion colors, you know, kind of brown and tan. But they caught one just totally right there in the open. You couldn't deny that that was definitely a cougar and a mountain lion. So now they officially acknowledge the existence of those. But that's not the dog man. I don't know what the dog man thing is. But it's definitely interesting. There's several encounters listed, you know, all the way from, well, here on the website, back as far as 1961. I don't know, there must be 15 encounters on there. And there's even a video, but it's a real grainy video, kind of, if you're familiar with that video of Bigfoot, that all the Bigfoot chasers, Sasquatch chasers, show. It's kind of like that, because you really can't tell what it is, but it's different. Looked like a bear to me on the video, but like I said, we can, you can check all that out. I'll have all the links to all this stuff. It's actually even wrote up in the Huffington Post about the Michigan dog man. It says, Michigan dog man, mysterious upright canine creature haunts the state's backwoods. That was posted on the 26th, so it was just a few days ago. Kind of neat. So, anyway, with that, not much else to update here. Of course, I am continuing podcasting over at geekofthenorth.com and podcastingtechcoach.com. So, if you want to hear about tech or hear about podcasting, I just posted, was it the other day, yesterday or day before, Todd Cochran's State of the Podcasting Space. I played an excerpt of him giving his, giving a bunch of stats, you know, as it relates to the podcast awards and all the shows that the team over there at podcastawards.com looked at. You know, they got nominated, and it's very interesting stats if you're into podcasting or want to podcast or just interested, who knows. But Anyway, with that, the furnace is firing up here. I've got one more song about the dog man that I'll play on the way out. So I will just say you can catch me later.
Oh, the Michigan dog man. He roams the Michigan forest. If you're in the forest in Michigan, keep an eye out for the dog man. Yeah, yeah. He's a bit of a man, but he's also a bit of a dog. He lives in Michigan. Yeah. He's the dog man. He's got the head of a dog, but he's also standing on two feet and kind of got the body of a man. He's the dog man. He's the Michigan dog man. He roams across the Michigan countryside. Yeah. He's the Michigan dog man.